This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We turn now to an artistic vision that takes photography, poetry, and music and turns it all into a stunning collection of poems set to music. The photographs are by Yako Vasilev of Bulgaria. The book of poems is called 10 Songs from Bulgaria. It's by Grand Rapids poet and writer Linda Nemec Foster, and the CD is Cry of Freedom from Laszlo Slomovitz of Ann Arbor. Before we talk with Linda and Laszlo, let's take a listen.
Child, that could be my child. Child, that could be my daughter. Child, that could be my child. Child, that could be my daughter. You're like an unspoken fairy tale. The clear blue sky, if it had a human face.
That's Child with Dove, the poetry of Linda Nemec Foster and the voice and the music of Laszlo Slomovitz. And again, inspired by a photograph, this one of a little girl in Bulgaria taken by Yako Vasilev. Linda and Laszlo, join us in the studio today. Welcome to both of you to Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you, Cynthia. Linda, start by telling us about the photographer and these photographs from Bulgaria that inspired you to write your poems, 10 Songs from Bulgaria. What about them particularly inspired you?
Well, they're very moving and haunting. It's from a portfolio that was published in Harper's Magazine. I believe it was in 2005 or 06. And a very good friend of mine, Therese Becker, showed the photographs to me, knowing that I'd be inspired to write something. And they're really beautiful, haunting visual witnesses to the marginalized and impoverished people in Eastern Europe, be they homeless, amputees, war veterans, orphans, you know, people in psychiatric facilities. It was quite a moving testament to their dignity and the struggle that they have every day.
Were these photographs from the 1980s, the 1990s?
I think they're pretty contemporary. Okay. I would say 90s.
So you saw those. You were inspired out of that whole array of photographs to write these 10 poems, 10 songs from Bulgaria.
Yes. And each poem is really inspired by each one of those photographs. And I took the title, the title that Yako had given each portrait, that's the title I gave for the poem.
And then how did they become these splendid, beautiful songs by Laszlo Slomovitz?
Well, that is quite a journey, and it really is a testament to the wonderful power of art. This rarely happens in this world. When you write a poem, write a story, write a song, it goes out in the world.
Yes.
You have no idea where it lands, where it turns up, who reads it, who listens to it. But I gave a poetry reading in the Upper Peninsula in 2011 in Nagani, in a little library, and another poet was there with me, Jennifer Bird, who saw the book, saw the poems and said, I want to buy this chapbook for myself and I want to buy a copy for my friend who's a musician who I had never met before.
So take it away, Laszlo.
So Jennifer brought the book back to me and I took one look at it and the title instantly intrigued me, 10 Songs. Of course, they were poems, but they have a very tight, similar structure, each of them 10 lines. I just started engaging with them. And in a very short time, three or four songs started popping up out of those poems, and I contacted Linda, and I said, I love these poems, and I'm setting them to music, but I want to ask your permission. Is this okay?
And she was. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
And what was really wonderful, when Laz emailed me, he said, you know, I have a little CD I could burn for you, only four are completed, and keep in mind, it's just me and my guitar in my living room. It's nothing fancy. You know, it's not in a studio. It's not with other musicians. Well, Cynthia, I heard these songs and I was blown away because he got the spirit, not only of the words, but he got the spirit of these people. And he hadn't seen the photographs yet.
So you were going off of her poems.
Totally.
What was it that you felt in reading those poems that you wanted to express in your songs, Laszlo?
I think what Linda said about relating to people who very often we don't want to see or we don't know how to relate to. And that's something that just really drew me in, that Linda had really looked at these in the same way that the photographer had, and I wanted to respond to it musically.
So yes. From photography to poetry to beautifully mm-hmm. done songs, I'd like Linda to ask you to read your poem, The Dance of Zlatio Zlatev, Ex-Pilot, and then we're going to hear an excerpt from Laszlo's song.
If he could fly, he would. Not in a Soviet MiG fighter jet, but in the calm buoyancy of his own levitation. Zlatio, the patron saint of pilots. Zlatio, more profound than any mystic from Assisi. Zlatio, never forgetting heaven as he looks at his feet and the pattern they make in the earth's dust.
If he could fly, he would. If he could fly, he would. Not in a Soviet MiG fighter jet, but in the calm buoyancy of his own levitation.
Vasilev's photographs from Bulgaria do show a very, very hard existence. Linda, you have Polish roots. You've traveled there often. Laszlo, you were born in Hungary. And I'm wondering, have you personally seen these kinds of images and this kind of grinding poverty firsthand in your travels or in your life in Hungary before you came here?
Actually, not when I was growing up. I was born in Budapest, and my parents kind of shielded us from things like that. A few years ago, my brother and I went back to Hungary and visited Budapest. And this time I saw the sights that I was shown when I was growing up, but also the homelessness in the subways and so on. In other words, it's the same all over the world, unfortunately.
What can you describe to us of the personalities and the traits of the people of the Eastern European nations, the people we see in these photos?
Well, you know, I lived with these photos for over a year before I started composing and writing the poems. And I've been to Poland, I think, 6 or 7 times to visit my family. I still have a lot of cousins who live there in southern Poland and Krakow. And what I see when I look at the faces of these people in the photographs is just not only resilience, but almost a kind of joy in their lives. For instance, Zlatio, the poem that I just read, is this wonderful picture of a man who looks like he is dancing and he doesn't care what anyone thinks of him. Mm-hmm. So it's that resilience, it's that, you know, common humanity, yet there is this pure essence of life that is emanating from these people.
I think I responded musically because, of course, growing up in that culture, mm-hmm. the musics of all of those regions have a shared tonality. And it's very often a melancholy, sad kind of minor feel to the music. And so that went very naturally with the poems. But in the same way, I was also looking for that joy, that strength that they had. Mm-hmm. And the Zlatio Zlatev, there's a range of styles that I used in the poems, but that one, that just felt like a blues. And of course, the blues comes from that same suffering and yet joy in this culture.
That we've seen.
And so
it speaks around the world, doesn't it?
That's right.
It Absolutely. Really does. How do you present your poems and songs in your shows? What do you do together?
Well, we just had our world premiere a couple of weeks ago in Grand Rapids at Schuller Books, and this is how we do it. I will read a poem without any music and accompaniment. I will read a poem, and then Laz will, you know, do his rendition of it with his guitar.
What I'd like is to have us go out, and actually what I'd like you to do, if you will, is, Linda, is read for us A Man is a Man When a Man is on the Road, and then we want to hear Laz singing that. So let's hear that.
Thank you. This is the silent music of the road, uneven cobblestones in the long journey with an accordion strapped to my back. The black bellows open an inch down like some thick Balkan caterpillar, fat slug of Eastern Europe. Not me. I keep walking. To where, you might ask? For what? I don't know the answers. I'm only amused that you would notice me at all. You, with your world as tangible as fog.
A man is a man when a man is on the road. A man is a man when a man is on the road. This is the silent music of the road. Uneven cobblestones and the long journey with an accordion strapped to my back. The black bellows open an inch down like some thick Balkan caterpillar, fat slug of Eastern Europe, not me. Not me, I keep walking. A man is a man when a man is on the road. A man is a man when a man is on the road. A man is a man when a man is on the road. A man is a man when a man is on the road.
Composer-singer Laszlo Slomovitz and poet Linda Nemec Foster. They will be performing tonight at 7 o'clock at Nicola's Bookstore in Ann Arbor. We have put links to the photos, the poems, and the songs on our stateside page at michiganradio.org so you can plunge in and discover this all for yourself. And I have to say, I can't remember when I've been more struck by a CD, a voice, a word, and the message of what you've put together. So thank you so much for sharing that with all of us.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor to be here. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much.